Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Revi'i B'Shabbat, the fourth day of the week, and in the fourth aliyah of the double parsha Achremot Kedoshim, we have 28 psukim. This aliyah is the seventh aliyah of Achremot and the first aliyah of Parshat Kedoshim when they are read independently. This aliyah continues the isurim of illicit relations, and Bnei Yisrael is warned that chas v'shalom partaking in these relationships will result in our expulsion from Eretz Yisrael, God forbid. Then we transition into Parshat Kedoshim, where we are commanded to be holy, Kedoshim to you. And then we hear many mitzvot, such as the mitzvah to respect our parents, to observe Shabbos, not to serve avodah zarah. We have to burn the leftover parts of the korbanot. We have to leave certain parts of our fields and harvests for poor people. You're not allowed to lie, cheat, swear falsely, etc., etc. As mentioned, in today's aliyah, we started the second of the double parsha, Parshat Kedoshim, and we start the words Kedoshim Tihiyu, Perek Yud Tet Pasuk Bet. I'm starting with Aleph. Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemor, Daber El Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael, V'yamarta Aleihem Kedoshim Tihiyu, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. It's a beautiful message. Kedoshim Tihiyu, be holy. But what exactly does that mean? And a further question, why do we need Daber El Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael V'amart Elehem? Why not just say, V'idaber Hashem El Moshe Le'mor Daber El B'nei Yisrael V'amart Elehem? Why does the Torah need, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for B'nei Yisrael to be together, Daber El Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael? Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says the following on that pasuk, says Rashi, Melamed sheneemra parsha zu behakel mipnei sherov gufei Torah tluin ba. Says Rashi that this part of the Torah was said behakel at a gathering of the entire assembly of Bnei Israel because rov gufei Torah tluin ba. The majority of the essentials of the Torah depend on it, and the Mefarshim who comment on Rashi understand Rashi to be saying that this part of the Torah is so important, with the mitzvot of honoring parents, keeping Shabbos, not stealing, v'yat alecha kamocha, etc. These are the essentials of the Torah, and everyone needs to hear them. That's the way many Mefarshei Rashi understand Rashi. However, the Chasam Sofer, Rav Moshe Sofer, his real name was Rav Moshe Schreiber, Rav Moshe, the Chasam Sofer, who died in 1839, understands Rashi a little differently. He says the following in his Sefer on the Chumash called Toras Moshe. Chasam Sofer says the following. Rashi says that when the Torah says Kedoshim Tihiyu, it means Prushim Tihiyu. He says that Kedusha, Rashi says that Kedusha means separation. Separate yourself from illicit relations, from impure things, yes. But the Chasam Sofer says, make no mistake. Yes, we need to separate ourselves from illicit relationships. Yes. Yes, we must separate ourselves from immoral things. Absolutely. But that does not mean that we completely separate from society, says the Chasam Sofer. When you hear Prushim Tihiyu, says the Chasam Sofer, She'ein Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lihiyot Parush Dehainu She'yelech B'makom She'ein Anashim Lamidbariot V'ya'arim, etc., says the Chasam Sofer. It doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to run away from society, live in the desert, live in the forest. I'm skipping a little bit. Ela Ritzon Hashem Yitbarach Lihiyot Ohev Et Abriot Ulechaberimahim Lilamdom Bina V'haskel B'torat Hashem, etc., says the Chasam Sofer. Yes, Kedoshim Tihiyu, get away from things that are usher, but say those things when these mitzvot are told and conveyed to Bnei Yisrael. Daber El Kol Adat Bnei Yisrael, tell all of Bnei Yisrael, because we must live among the people. Influence them, be a part of society, says the Chasam Sofer. Lekach ne'emar daber el kol adat, etc. V'hainu parsha zu behakel ne'emra. That's why it was said Bahakel, because a person has to be not Parush, aval me'urav im b'nei Adam. We have to be together with B'nai Yisrael. Why? V'yatam mipnei shirov gufei Torah, shikuyam ha-Torah baguf tluyim bazeh. The Torah is intended to be applied to society. It's intended to be applied to people. We must teach v'yahavleach ha-kamocha to people. We must teach these mitzvot to people. So yes, kadoshim to you. Yes, prushim to you. But daber el kol adat b'nei Yisrael. It must be learned with, taught with, lived with other people, and not in the desert and not in the forest, so to speak. What a powerful message from the Chasam Sofer. Have a wonderful day, everyone.